Whoa. It is all right. Shh. You do not need to worry. You're safe now. Take a moment to breathe, okay? Good. That is better. Sit back down and lie still. You were injured, and I managed to nurse your wounds back to health, for the most part. But your body will still need time to recover. Where are you? You are in my village. Werewo Mkomoko. Please, be still. It is safe, I promise. You, from the looks of everything that I understand about you, Westerners, Europeans, I think is the word, is that you were out hunting, collecting things for your village. And it seemed that there was a boar that disagreed with you mightily. Yes. Your leg was injured quite heavily, and there was a small cut into your abdomen. I managed to seal and clean the wound, and you need to stay off your leg for at least a little bit longer before you can return home. I am sorry for that. You white men have such strange words and phrases that you come about. Is Jamestown? Yes? Oh, no, there is nothing wrong with the name Jamestown. It is simply odd. That is all. And who am I? I am sorry. I should have introduced myself sooner. I am Matoaka, or I believe some of you have called me Pocahontas. And please do not tell me that your name is also John Smith. Oh. I see. It is a lovely name. Yes, of course. Here, I've actually made a fresh pot of tea if you'd like a small drink. Good. Please lean back and sit up. And drink slowly. Good. How do I know the name John Smith and your language? Oh, it was many, many moons ago that I met with a man also from this Jamestown. A man named John Smith, and he taught me to speak your white language. And I formed an attachment with him before he left. Now I eagerly await his return. Do you have anyone you care like that with? No options. Whatever do you mean? Ah, a small village. But that should not be a problem. Surely there must be women about there. I do not understand. Married? This was one term that was not made aware to me. Interesting. You would find a partner and consign to be with them and only them for the rest of your life after? You white people are so strange. How does my people handle such a thing? Well, we have a different method. When you come of age, you go through a ritual that helps identify the spirit that resides within your soul, usually symbolized of an animal of some sorts, or of one of our gods. And once that is done, you find a partner with a similar spirit and mate with them for at least one child. And once that child is born, the rest of my people take care of them collectively. The burden is not on the mother solely, but on everyone as a whole. And afterwards, those two partners may choose to have another child or separate and seek out others of similar temperament and spirit to have a child with after. I'm sorry, what? You wish to find your spirit. I suppose that is a possibility. It is not normal for an outsider to perform such an action, but it is also not against our laws. Are you sure you want to do this? Very well. Then please be patient for a moment and I will return with a few things. Here we are. I have three things to allow this ritual to begin. First, a candle of incense, specially made for this exact purpose. Second, a cup of Uchimesong tea. And third, this you might be a bit familiar with. A pipe, but not of tobacco. It is a special herb my people use for this purpose as well. Each of these three ingredients will lay out and are used for this and this alone. Now, please lay back and do not be alarmed. Good. And how appropriate it seems. The weather has fallen to rain and thunder. Now, I'll begin the ceremony by simply lighting the incense and allowing the smoke to fill the room. As for you, I need you to breathe slow and deep. Allow the air of the incense to enter through your nostrils and out your mouth. Good. Continue that. Keep your eyes closed, and I will guide you up slowly. And you will drink from this cup of tea. Be sure to go slowly and drink all of it. It should not be hot enough to burn you, but it will be warm. Ready? Good. Now, open. There we are. Well done. Now lay back again. And now finally, simply lie back. Be still and breathe slowly. Tilt your ears and listen closely. Think hard and tell me what it is that you hear. Or what you see. A bird. Describe it for me. I am here with you along your journey. Do not worry. You are not alone. It is a bird with plumes of night. Dark like a starless sky. A raven. Wise, strong, and always aware. You have the soul of a raven. It's interesting. Why? I do as well. And there are so few people here who share a similar mark. Oh. Oh, that's interesting. Judging by the gentle movements that you're performing, it seems as though the idea of mating with a fellow raven soul is something that entices you. Am I correct in thinking so? Well then, it's been far too long since I've lined with anyone. I think I'm far overdue for that. And since you're injured, you best be still. Be calm. And do not worry. We may fully consummate one day, but today is not that. Today I would simply like to give thanks for someone else who shares a soul just like mine. Your outsider's clothing is very strange. How do I remove this lower half. Thank you. Now, lie back down and be still while I take care of you. Good boy. It is truly lovely to embrace a spirit kin once again. The way that you move and moan is enjoyable. Oh. You taste wonderful. And it would give me no greater pleasure than to spend the next few days with you, caring for you, connecting with you, and simply being one with you. The look of satisfaction upon your face tells me more than I enough. I think you should rest now. So please, lie back. Allow me to take care of all your troubles. Good night, and sweet dreams, my little raven.